Recorded Books and RB Digital present Eyes of the Hawk by Elmer Kelton, narrated by Pete Bradbury.
Chapter 1. No one wants you to tamper with a legend, especially by telling the truth. Over the years, I have often been asked what I know of the Texas legend of Stonehill Town and of the man the Mexicans came to call the Hawk, the man who killed that town in vengeance. I have found it convenient to live with the legend, for that is what people want to hear. The legend is mostly true as far as it goes. But recently, feeling the growing weight of my years and knowing I may soon be learning the answers to other great mysteries, I have felt some need to set down the rest of the story as I know it. The truth will do no great injury to the legend, for the legend has a life of its own and will outlive both the truth and the teller. Though I have lived out my graying years near what little remains of old Stonehill Town, I do not often go there. Walking in the grass where her streets used to be, I can hear the wind whisper secrets through the sagging buildings that time has not yet crushed, and I imagine I hear ghosts of the years long gone rustling through her ruins. A chill comes upon me yet when I stand at the spot where he sat on his horse, looking down upon a boy who lay there in silence. I can see him shaking his fist in a black anger and shouting to all who could hear him that he would kill Stonehill Town as mercilessly as it had murdered his son. I prefer to remember Stonehill as I first saw it. The great freight wagons and the lumbering Mexican ox carts challenging one another for space in the narrow streets. The busy clamor of a vital people searching for glory and riches that existed only in their dreams. They lived in hardship and squalor, and sometimes they died in a hostile wilderness, alone and afraid. But the leaders of the country told them that this was necessary to the fulfillment of their manifest destiny. They accepted it, most of them, and never turned back. Good men, bad men, and those in between, they differed in many ways, but in one respect they were mostly much alike. They were people of ambition, and nerve, and hunger. I well remember my first meeting with Thomas Canfield in the old port town of Indianola. You won't find the place on a map. It was destroyed in later years by one of those killer hurricanes that occasionally roars in from the Gulf of Mexico to erase all trace of man and his works. It was only a small town with perhaps one or two permanent stone buildings when I landed there off of the merchant vessel James Callahan in the winter of 18...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?